Welcome to the Andy Stanley Leadership Podcast, a conversation designed to help leaders go further faster. On today's podcast, we'll begin a two-part conversation on the unexpectedly complex topic of purpose. Andy, the idea of purpose is one you've talked about with our staff for many years, but it is unexpectedly complex.
Yeah, in fact, when we decided to talk about this, I thought maybe we should name it something else, because if I found out that a podcast I listen to on a frequent basis was going to be about purpose, I would think, oh, yeah, I got that. But this is a very, very important conversation for these next two episodes, because as we're about to discover, purpose has a catch. And whereas everyone is inspired to, you know, find their purpose and embrace purpose and bring purpose to the marketplace, there's a catch. There's an obstacle. And I think one of the reasons more leaders aren't more successful in embracing the notion of purpose, whether it's in the for-profit or nonprofit, is they're not aware of the catch. They bump up against it. They're not sure what it is exactly, but they oftentimes retreat from it. So I'm so excited about this conversation. And the other thing, too, depending on the age of the podcast listener, you know, early on in our careers, purpose is not all that important. As my mentor, Charlie Renfro, often says, everybody's got to eat and live indoors. So when you get out of college, you get that first job, or maybe you get that first promotion, you know, purpose is a nice to have, maybe someday, one day, something maybe I hear about in church, you know, or from some nonprofit. Meanwhile, I got to sell stuff. I've got to account for stuff. I've got to manage stuff. I've got to lead stuff. I've got to get a paycheck. I need that bonus. And so, you know, purpose sort of hovers out there somewhere. But I think eventually, at some point in our lives, and the earlier the better, we bump into this, you know, why am I doing this? What is this leading to? So I think eventually purpose becomes a big deal, as it should.
Andy, in your book, Visioneering, you wrote this. You said, vision translates into purpose. It gives you a reason to get up in the morning. That makes purpose seem very important.
Yeah, and purpose is always associated with vision. Anybody, whether it's a vision for product, something new, you know, even making something better, there's always a connection between vision and purpose. In the book, too, I said this, that purpose carries with it the momentum, and that's the key word. Purpose carries with it the momentum to move you through the barriers that would otherwise slow you up or trip you up. So anybody that's trying to solve a problem that they feel is important, if it's associated with a preferred picture of the future, which is a vision, then clearly purpose is a part of that. So again, that's why I say I think early on in our careers, purpose is so nebulous and sort of, you know, altruistic and, you know, what does that have to do with the marketplace? But any leader who has any kind of vision for anything within a company or for a new company, vision and purpose, they eventually come together, they intersect. And that's why oftentimes, as we're going to discover, I think people step back from it when they realize what it really involves.
Well, let's get to what it really involves, what you've called the catch of purpose.
Yeah, purpose has a catch. There's a twist. There's a gotcha. And actually, it's the definition of purpose that should tip us off. So here is a generic, you know, definition of purpose. Purpose, the reason for which something exists or is accomplished. Purpose is the reason for which something exists or is accomplished, which means that purpose is a means to an end. You know, shovels dig holes, hedge trimmers trim hedges, mouthwash kills germs that cause bad breath. We could go on and on and on. If you look at any product and say, hey, what's the purpose of this product? The answer to that question is always, this is a means to an end. And here's the catch. Most people are not willing to be a means to an end. Most of us want to be the end. You know, we want something else to be a means to our end. But if you're an end, you can't be a means to an end. And this is why people resist the idea of purpose. They don't think of it in these terms, but eventually there's a call to sacrifice, there's a call to action, and it brings them up against, it brings them to the brink of, wow, if I move forward, if I jump off, suddenly I have committed myself to something bigger than myself that is not about myself. And that's the catch.
Andy, I've heard you say that asking what is my purpose is the wrong question, and that can head you in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I think it's the wrong question, but I certainly understand why people ask it. We've all asked it. In fact, we've encouraged our kids to ask it. But think about what's behind the question. What is my purpose? In other words, I want to know my purpose so I won't be without purpose. Again, why am I here? I want to know why I'm here so I'll know why I'm here. So at the end of the day, even though these are, I don't think these are necessarily bad questions, I don't don't think they get us to purpose. I think it just brings me back to me. And again, there are people listening today, men and women listening today, and I can empathize with your struggle. You are trying to make your life count. You're trying to do something that's going to make a difference in the world. But my advice is this: as long as you're hung up on what is my purpose and why am I here, you're probably not going to get there. Because at the end of the day, purpose is about becoming a means to an end that is not you.
Okay, so what's the right question?
Well, I don't know what the right question is. I just know what the wrong questions are. I'll tell you what I think maybe some better questions are. I think the better questions are, instead of, you know, what am I here for, maybe the better question is, who am I here for? Yeah. Or as I look at our team and our organization, to ask the question, who are we here for? Lane, I know you've heard me say this before, that purpose is always found. Purpose is always found just across the border from what's in it for me. That purpose, you're never going to find purpose on this side of what's in it for me. Purpose is always found just across the border of what's in it for me. And again, that's the catch. That's the got you. You know, you can inspire me like crazy, but at some point I have to realize, okay, to really embrace a life of purpose, whether it's in the marketplace or the nonprofit world or something I'm just interested in on the side, at some point I have to say no to me. I can't be the end. I have to be a means to an end. So basically, to be, to use the phrase, empowered or driven by purpose, we have to become a means to an end that is not us. I have to become a means to an end that is not me. It means saying no to me so I can say yes to something bigger than me, other than me. And again, there's something in all of us that resists that.
So basically, Andy, you're saying purpose has a price.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to be willing to say no to myself, my interests, my plans, so I can say yes, again, to something bigger. I stumbled across what I think is a great example of this when I was researching this topic. Larry Merlo is the president and CEO of CVS Pharmacies. And in 2014, not that long ago, CVS actually became the first major pharmacy chain in America to stop selling cigarettes and some other tobacco-related products. Now, many of us didn't know this happened. In fact, we go into drugstores today, and most drugstores don't sell cigarettes or tobacco-related products, and it never crossed our mind that somewhere along the way, somebody took the first step. And once he made this decision and announced it to the board, at some point he said this, and I thought this was so powerful, and this is a quote. He said, put simply, the sale of tobacco products is inconsistent with our purpose. That the sale of tobacco products is inconsistent with our purpose. And their purpose is basically, you know, helping people on their path to better health. That's the way they say it there. But putting purpose ahead of profit, in this case, initially cost them not millions, billions of dollars. And they knew that going in. So again, you know, purpose is a great thing. Everybody wants to embrace purpose. You know, CVS decides, okay, our purpose really is health. If we're all about health, we can't sell cigarettes. That leads us to the brink of a perhaps multi-billion dollar decision. Well, what do most companies do at that point? You know what? We'll leave purpose for the nonprofit. This is business. This is marketplace. This is shareholders. Totally get that. But Larry Merlo decided, no, I want to jump off that cliff. I'm willing to walk through that fire. I want our company to embrace the idea of purpose, even though it's going to cost us. We are going to become a means to an end, and the end isn't all about us. Big decision. Other companies began to follow suit, and consequently, you know, they became an industry leader with that one very costly decision.
Andy, I've heard you say that while purpose definitely has a price, it can also be a path to meaning.
Absolutely. Purpose is the pathway to meaning, and let me explain what I mean. When an individual or a family or a company embraces the idea of purpose, think about it, they become a means to an end. And that's what meaning means. To have meaning means to become a means to an end. You cannot have meaning in life if you are not willing to become a means to an end that is not yourself. So when people say, there has to be more to life than this, what they're really saying is this: there has to be more to life than me. That's what we're really saying when we say that. There has to be more to life than this. There has to be more to life than me. So that's why we say all the time, those who devote themselves to themselves, or the company that devotes itself to itself, those who devote themselves to themselves will ultimately have nothing but themselves to show for themselves. And the same is true for an organization or a company. If it's all about the organization, it's all about the company. At the end of the day, that's what, you know, that's what they'll have to show. But when an individual, especially a leader or an influencer, decides to step off that cliff, you know, to do something that's not just about that leader, if you devote yourself to more than yourself, at the end, you have more than yourself to show for yourself. So, you know, it goes both ways. But again, I think, you know, our listeners can see why this is, it's a little bit tricky. It's inspiring. Everybody should embrace purpose. But there is a price. There is a cost. But the advantage, the reward is meaning. But you can't have meaning. I can't have meaning as long as it's all about me. Mm-hmm. And I will never live a meaningful life until I'm willing to become a means to an end. And Lane, as you know, in our context, in the faith context, we say it this way, that your glory or our glory is too small a thing to live for, that we were created, we were designed with more in mind.
Landy, this has been an amazing start to this discussion, and next month on the podcast, we'll wrap it up. But as we conclude today, any final thoughts?
Yeah, there's a story that you and I are familiar with that I think our podcast listeners can appreciate. There's a gentleman in our church named Tom Rhodes. He's an architect by trade, is an incredible architect. And about 8 years ago, in one of our services, he became aware of the fact that we needed someone to volunteer with special needs kids. So parents can come to church, drop off their special needs kids, enjoy the service with, you know, great people back there, you know, taken care of and having fun with and teaching their special needs kids. Well, Tom didn't have any background in any of that, but he, you know, loves our church, wanted to participate. So Tom decided to begin volunteering on Sundays with special needs kids just because that's where we needed help and fell in love with it. Mm. Then he heard that we were doing some work in East Asia with special needs kids, some really, really difficult situation. So he went to East Asia, not an easy trip. Well, he's been five times. So Tom, and you know, he's a busy guy, he's got a profession, he's got a family he's raising, but he bumped into this need and he jumped off. He knew this would be a sacrifice. It means less time for himself on Sunday. He's raised and spent thousands and thousands of his own dollars to make five trips to East Asia to work in these difficult environments. So when he was asked about this, because when you hear a story like that, you're inspired, you admire that, you internalize it, you say, would I do that? Would I be willing to do that? And stories like that lead us up to the brink of I. Stories like that lead us up to the brink of me and what's in it for me. And am I really willing to be a means to an end? And again, you can't find meaning. You cannot find meaning in life until you're willing to be a means. So when he was asked about this, he said something so powerful that I wrote it down. And here's Tom's quote. He said, "It's difficult just to go back to normal everyday Sunday once you've tasted purpose." And that's it. You don't know it until you experience it. But once you experience it, whatever sacrifice had to be made in order to get there, people find out it's worth it. But as you stand there wondering, am I really willing to become a means to something greater than myself? There's always something in all of us that says, no, I'm just not willing to take that step. Well, Tom took that step. And again, he's an advocate not only for what he does with special needs kids, but he's an advocate for men and women in business stepping out beyond the bottom line, stepping out beyond the dollar sign to say, hey, if you have an opportunity to bring purpose to what you do, it is worth whatever price you have to pay.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for today. And to all our listeners, we want to thank you for joining us. Don't forget to check out the andystanley.com website, where you can find the leadership application guide to go with today's podcast.